Wonderful. I am so glad that that was just a matter of turning it on. Friends, I have several announcements to share with you this morning. The first is a couple of reminders. So on the back table, there are a bunch of sign-up sheets. There are sign-up sheets for Advent candle lighters. There is a handout if you would like to receive daily Advent devotionals. There's also a sign-up sheet for our Christmas Eve poinsettias. I believe those have to be in by December 13th. So on your way out, please check the back table. Hard to believe, but next Sunday is actually the first Sunday in Advent, and even though it is the last Sunday of the month, we are going to be celebrating communion in honor of it being the first Sunday in Advent. I know that's a little different than we typically do. That's just how the calendar worked out this year. This coming week, we have Thanksgiving. Our Thanksgiving Eve service is going to be virtual. I have the service. It looks great. I'm going to upload it to the YouTube channel, hopefully tomorrow. It will go live at 7 o'clock on Wednesday. Lynn emailed out the link for the service, I think, on Friday. I'll have her send out the link again, probably on Wednesday, just to remind you where it is. And also, I would like to wish everyone a safe and happy Thanksgiving. Those are all of the announcements I have. Does anyone else have any announcements to share? All right, let us transition into our call to worship. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. At this time, I invite you to rise and join with me for our opening hymn, Come, Ye Thankful People, Come.
Sixty-seven. Almighty God, you love us, but we have not loved you. You call, but we have not listened. We walk away from neighbors in need, wrapped in our own concerns. We condone evil, prejudice, warfare, and greed. God of grace, help us to admit our sin, so that as you come to us in mercy, we may repent, turn to you, and receive forgiveness through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer.
Friends, in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that we are forgiven. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in professing our faith in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
You can greet one another again while the choir takes their seats.
Thank you.
two prayer requests to share with you this morning. Lois Lysak has asked us to continue to pray for her daughter and son-in-law. We prayed for them last week because they had COVID. They still have COVID, but it appears that they're on the mend. So please keep them in your prayers. This week, we continue to pray for all of those in Allegheny County who have recently tested positive for COVID. This week, I think, is also a good week to start praying for the families in our school district. This week, we got word that they're going to be virtual only, at least for the next 2 weeks, maybe longer. This is a very stressful time of year, and I can't imagine the stress that comes with all of a sudden having your kids home 24/7. So we will continue to pray for the families in Shaler School District. As far as joys are concerned, we got some good news this week that there are not one, but there are two very promising COVID-19 vaccines on the horizon. I believe that the FDA is set to meet on December 10th for the scientists to go over the data from the Pfizer vaccine and decide whether or not to grant it FDA approval. So while we're not out of the woods yet, this is very good and very promising news. It looks like we are seeing an end in sight to this pandemic. We want to lift up everyone who is traveling to celebrate the holidays this week, that they have safe travel and that the process of coming back isn't too stressful. Any other prayer requests that I missed? Lynn.
Grace request.
Yes.
My baby got his driver's license yesterday.
Yay!
Are you sure that's Grace?
Yeah.
So after several attempts at getting his driver's license, it looks like Cody got his driver's license this week. So we will praise God for that.
Safety of those on the road. I always say about that
much. All right, friends, please join me in prayer. Loving God, through your Son, you have called us to repent of our sin, to believe the good news, and to celebrate the coming of your kingdom. Like Christ's apostles, may we hear his call to discipleship, and forsaking old ways, proclaim the gospel of new life to a broken world. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, let us pray for our concerns. Lord, we pray that you attend to the sick and bring them healing. Lord, we lift up to you all of the men, women, and children that we know and love who are battling COVID-19. This week, we continue to pray for Lois Lysak's daughter and son-in-law as they're recovering. Lord, we pray for our world. We pray that your kingdom would come and your will be done. Lord, we pray for all of the families in our school district of Shaler as they are transitioning back to virtual learning. We pray especially that you would be with the moms that are trying to figure out how to work and do virtual learning at the same time. Lord, we pray, we offer prayer of thanksgiving for the Thanksgiving holiday we will be celebrating later this week. We pray that you would keep us safe and you would keep us healthy through it. Finally, Lord, we present our joys to you with gratitude. We give you thanks and praise that a COVID-19 vaccine is on the horizon. We also give you praise that Cody received his driver's license this week. In silence now, we lift our personal prayers to the Father. Lord God of the nations, you have revealed your will to all people and promised us your saving help. May we hear, but may we also do what you command, that the darkness is overcome by the power of your light. This we ask through Christ our Savior, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Friends, let us quiet our hearts for our offertory.
Please pray with me. Beloved God, you offer us a precious gift. As children of your life, we present these gifts so that others may share in the timeless message of your love. We pray with thanksgiving in our hearts in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today's reading is from Matthew 25, verses 31 through 46. When the Son of Man comes into his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory, and all the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at the right hand and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those on the right hand, "Come, that you are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when Was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison or visited you? And the king answered him, truly, I tell you, just as you did to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. Then he will say to those at the left hand, you are accursed. Depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for you, the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to eat or drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. I was naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they will answer, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty or stranger or sick or naked in prison and did not take care of you? Then he will answer them, truly, I tell you, just as you do it, truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Bless the reading of the word.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today is Christ the King Sunday. It is the last Sunday in our church calendar, concludes our season of ordinary time. Next week, we're going to start a new church year with the first Sunday in Advent. Every year we wrap up ordinary time with Christ the King Sunday because we spent most of ordinary time learning who Jesus is and how we are to follow him in our daily lives. This year we worked our way through the Gospel of Matthew, focusing on Jesus's parables and how they draw us into deeper discipleship. On Christ the King Sunday, we celebrate that Jesus is King over our world and our lives. It is a fitting and joyful way to end the church year. In our scripture reading for this morning, we have a parable that gives us one way that we are to celebrate Christ as King. It is with this parable called the Parable of the Sheep and Goats. In it, Jesus, who Matthew calls the Son of Man, returns in glory. And upon his return, he separates the people into sheep and goats. Sheep are they who demonstrate their faithfulness to Christ the King by performing acts of loving kindness. They feed the hungry, welcome the stranger, clothe the naked, and visit the sick and imprisoned. Goats are they who perform the same acts, but who only do it when the entire community is gathered to watch them. Throughout this season of ordinary time, we've learned that discipleship is more about the small, everyday acts of loving kindness than it is about those big moments where we experience the presence of God clearly. We've also learned that disciples are they who have been through the great tribulation, who have suffered as Jesus did for the sake of the world he loves so much. They suffer because the path that Jesus treads is one that ends at the cross. So as Jesus' disciples, we should be prepared to enter into this same suffering because we travel the same path. In today's parable, Jesus teaches us that in Christ's kingdom, the blessed are those who suffer, but who do not retaliate with violence. Those who bear witness to a new reality by serving others. This is where I got a little bit stuck in my sermon prep this week. Were this an ordinary Christ the King Sunday sermon, this is the part of the sermon that I would tell you to go feed the hungry, clothe the naked, and visit the sick and imprisoned. Unfortunately, we are living at a time where it is just not safe to do those things. It's also not safe to do the things we usually do in our efforts to do those things. So things like food distributions and community Thanksgiving meals. In other words, we can't feed the hungry right now. We can't visit the sick, and we're not allowed to visit the imprisoned. But as I was reflecting on this scripture passage this week, it dawned on me that there are actually things we can do right now that serve those larger purposes. I'm sure we all watched this week as the director of our health department laid out three specific things we can do. According to her, these three things are the things that will give our kiddos the best possible shot at in-person instruction this winter. These three things will ensure that our hospitals don't become overwhelmed. These three things will help small businesses stay in business. These three things are: avoid large group gatherings, wear our masks, and stay home if we're sick. Guys, I know we're all tired of this pandemic. I know that we were all really looking forward to spending time with our friends and families over the Thanksgiving holiday. I am not particularly thrilled that now I have to wear a mask when I'm working out. I'm not kidding you, I sweated through three of these on Friday. But this pandemic isn't over yet. I'm very encouraged with the news of not one, but two very effective vaccines that will hopefully receive FDA approval soon. Until then, the best way that we can serve others is to wear our masks, stay home if we're sick, and avoid large group gatherings. Friends, I too have days where the weight of this guidance falls heaviest on me. On those days, I have to remind myself that I can do these things because I have experienced the inbreaking of God into a new kingdom that is unfolding all around us. And once we've experienced this life-changing reality of Christ the King, this gives us strength to face whatever is in front of us. Friends, God's kingdom is an interconnected network of brothers and sisters of all nations and peoples. Being a part of this kingdom means that my actions affect my neighbors, and their actions affect me. Being a part of this kingdom means that we have seen a king who is not like the kings of this world. We know a king who brings real peace, who sees the needy, who hears the cries of the oppressed. In God's kingdom, no one is hungry, thirsty, naked, or alone. I have to trust that God is at work in our midst, even when I'm seeing people in our community this holiday who are sick and alone. I have to trust that if it's not safe for me to help them, then God is going to raise up people who can. I know this isn't my typical Christ the King Sunday before Thanksgiving sermon. Normally, I would focus on gratitude, and this year, I want to focus a little bit more on hope. Because even in these atypical times, our hope is in the reality that Christ is King. This pandemic is eventually going to end. All we can control is that which God has entrusted to our care. Let us prepare to go from this place, serving others and professing the invasion of God's glorious kingdom. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Friends, at this time, I invite you to rise and join with me for our closing hymn, Thankful Hearts and Voices Raise. Blessing as we go from this place. Remember, you go nowhere by accident. Wherever you go, God is sending you. Wherever you are, God has a plan and God has a purpose to you being there. Christ who dwells in you has something he wants to do through you, wherever you are. Believe this and go in his grace and love and power. Amen.
Amen.